It's time for the mailbag. Jerry Wegley, our mailbag pusher today. Nice job, Jerry. Oh, look, just for you. Hey, how did they know? A little champagne split.
Very nice.
This is good. A lot of times I see the bums down at Walnut Park.
Cheers.
They got these in paper bags. They love the bubbly. All right, wait a minute. There's more. Oh, you know what this is for?
Oscar night, yeah.
Are you excited tomorrow night?
Excited is probably too strong a word, but yeah.
Are you mildly interested?
Do you not like the Oscars? I'm always interested in the Oscars.
I never have seen
enough of the movies.
This is the first year that Lisa and I have seen every one of the nominated movies.
I've only seen three of the eight.
It's hard to do.
I struggle to see five, and then they increase the number of nominees.
I know. It's eight brutal. Now. It's hard. You got to work hard. But we take that seriously. We finally saw The Big Short last night. Because we don't go to the movie theater, so we have to wait till it's on iTunes.
Yes.
And you have to buy them, which is kind of a pain. But then I realized, why am I complaining about paying $15 for The Big Short? It would have cost me twice that to see it in the theater.
Right.
It's a big deal. Now I own it. It's a good movie. Which of the three that you've seen do you like?
I liked all three of the ones that I've seen. I saw the Bridge of Spies.
Great movie.
There's a bridge. There's spies. It's pretty good.
Awesome. And you know... Mark Rylance is nominated because he was the Abel. He was good in that.
He was really good.
I think he deserves an Oscar just because he's like, I love this guy. He's good in everything.
And then, you know, Martian, Fury Road, those are both great.
Good movies.
Yeah.
Couple of good movies.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't see the one that's going to win.
Which is what, Revenant?
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
I think Revenant.
Bear Attack.
Martian could be a dark horse surprise. Like because they don't like, traditionally, they don't like science fiction on the Academy Awards.
Yeah.
Right?
Also, you know, Revenant, that's a lot of the people who did...
Iñárritu.
Yeah, who did Birdman last year,
yeah.
Which won.
And he won last year.
So, really?
But Leonardo DiCaprio has never won an award.
Mm.
And so he's going to win because he looked like his mouth was dry the whole time, and it was so unpleasant.
They got a CGI bear.
They had a bear.
It's hard to survive a bear attack. It's harder to survive the CGI bear attack.
No kidding, because then they have to paint bites on you and
I know.
Stuff.
There's like there's a man in a blue suit who's mauling you.
Is it really? Is that how they do it?
I think that's how they do it. And then they do a motion capture replay. So, yeah, you have to be mauled by a blue man with like little ping pong balls.
That sounds worse than a bear.
Tucked to his body, yeah. I know.
Ew.
Give him the Oscar right now.
Give him the Oscar. Actually, I would wouldn't it be great if the Martian won? It deserves to win.
Or Fury Road. That would be my
Fury Road has not a chance in
it. Not a chance, but still,
in fact,
wouldn't
that
be great?
The fact that it got nominated, this is the Mad Max movie. The fact that it got, no, yes,
yeah,
Mad Max,
right? Fury Road, yeah.
Was great.
Mm-hmm.
I think the guy should have been nominated to play the guitar with the flames coming out of it. That's
special
harder
Oscar.
Than getting mauled by a bear.
Special Oscar for flame
Flame
music.
Guitar
yeah.
music.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like on a bungee cord on the top of a truck going 180 miles an hour. That is not easy, if you've ever tried that.
No, you don't have to tell me.
No. I thought not.
Brutally hard.
So
it's like water skiing. It's just very difficult.
It is.
You got to have
playing
balance.
Guitar on a bungee cord while it's burning.
That's true. Matt Damon though? He had to go to Mars.
He had to go to Mars. He had to pretend to go to Mars.
There's no bears on Mars. No CGI bears.
Did he get mauled at all in that movie?
No,
I don't
there's
think
no
so.
Mauling. That's why it's not going to win.
No, he grew potatoes. That's boring.
Yeah. Who needs to see that?